Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Summer Fast Trend Week. I am Jack, and I am joined by super producer Becca Ramos.
Hello,
what's up,
hello.
Becca?
I'm back.
You're back, baby. It's Fast Trend Week.
In Paris.
Paris. You have a new TV.
I do have a new TV. It's very exciting. It is very big. And it was very scary installing it. My partner and I, we were very much on the same page of we will pay whatever it takes to have somebody do it. Because then at the end of the day, if they break it, it's their fault and not ours. And the person did an amazing job. It's up on the wall. It's the thinnest TV I've ever owned. It was so scary carrying it into the other room so we could install it. Whew. My hands are sweaty thinking about it. Like that's...
Yeah. So my roommate, when I lived in New York, we moved to 3 different apartments together, had right before we moved in together, had scored, like, fell off the back of a truck. I think it was like a 72-inch TV.
Wow, that is huge.
Very big, especially when you consider it was not a flat screen. It was the last of the cathode ray TVs.
Heavy TV.
It was the heaviest thing I've ever encountered. I have tried to move a piano before. This thing was heavier than that. And it was bad. It was like we would hire people to help us and they would walk out on us. but we brought it to all 3 of the apartments, and I think it's still in that last apartment just because they were just like, we've got to build around this thing because it's impossible to move. But TVs used to be very heavy. Very expensive.
I mean, they are still very expensive depending on what you get. This is our first like big like life TV. This is a Samsung like 65-inch TV. And we did an open box deal and we got it for like half off. It was incredible. But with an open box deal, you have the fear of it not turning on when it, you know, comes home.
Right.
So it was like literally wrapped up in bubble wrap. Like they didn't put like a makeshift box on it. there was no remote involved or a stand. So we had to buy like a universal remote. But when we turned that thing on, when we got home, we're like, okay, it turns on. We just got to make it under the wall.
There
and
you
now
go.
We did.
I've never once installed a flat screen TV, like personally with my own hands. I was like, I would rather like, you know, install the brake pads on my car like that, because I've just seen so many horrifying videos of like those falling on people. And
I mean, that so. Stand is heavy, like the
the
mount that they installed, the guy who installed it, who, you know, was like a big man, he like literally hung on it to show us like, this TV's not gonna fall, like look how strong this mount is. And I was like, holy shit,
damn. Okay,
too much.
That's cool. All right. Well, let's get back to important stuff like Fashion Week. The big news is that Balenciaga did a show that was just celebrities, and the designs were not there.
Yeah. So in Paris, you know, Balenciaga did their second couture collection, and you know, it was lots of celebrities sitting in the show, a lot of celebrities walking the show, notably Kim Kardashian, Nicole Kidman, and Dua Lipa. A lot of jokes going around. Check out St. Hoax, check out Diet Prada, my favorite places to look at pop culture and specifically fashion memes. You know, they're saying it is drag all-stars, no walk though. Very true. The walks were horrible. The looks were okay. You know, a lot of very similar silhouettes. Kim's been wearing that same silhouette forever. They looked kind of strange. Like Nicole Kidman looked like a robot. It was very wild. Naomi Campbell's look was giving Cone of Shame, but gorgeous. She's the only one that I feel like could walk the show. And even some of the other dress silhouettes, the models, I'm sure were very capable walkers, but the dresses were so big for the runway that they couldn't walk down the runway. So I think it left a lot to be desired in the fashion and also just like the show design in general. So I don't know. It was a little fun fashion news to kick off our trending.
Yeah. The dresses definitely don't look Fashion Week worthy. Like I expect the things I see when I'm looking at Fashion Week to look like they belong in the Museum of Modern Art. The dress that is too wide to walk down the aisle kind of looks like that. It's pretty cool. But like Nicole Kidman's looks like it is the third act of a thing, like a TV show where they were like, the dress is burnt in a fire. We need to like make something quickly out of just this, you know, marathon cape that they usually give people, those like tinfoil capes that they give people after they run marathons.
It does move like tinfoil.
Have been in a natural disaster. They just look like very straightforward dresses for the most part. Anyways, I know like the fashion world was on the edge of its seat waiting to hear my take on the Balenciaga show, and there it is. Not it. That is not it. All right. So Eric R. Holder Jr. has been found guilty of murdering the rapper Nipsey Hussle. This is the person who, I mean, we kind of saw it on, there was videotape of it happening, but apparently they knew each other and had a run-in outside of the store earlier. But yeah, I don't know. It's horrible, but I guess good that it's, you know, they're bringing some closure to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the community needs that closure. His, you know, friends and family need that closure. It's incredibly sad. And we lost a hero to the LA community, you know, not only as an artist, but as someone who really was the embodiment of giving back, you know, like when you rise up and reach back, he did so much for, you know, inner city LA kids. And it's sad. It has been sad. It's incredibly sad, but you know, good that there is some justice, so to speak.
Yeah. COVID is trending again. I don't know how to feel anymore other than that I am now wearing a mask when I'm indoors. I've started feeling very itchy now. Like, I don't know, just it seems like nobody else is. I was in a room full of like 50 people yesterday. I was one of two people wearing masks, and I'm not mad at anyone. I'm not doing this to be like, God, everybody, because I totally understand masks suck, but it definitely feels like we are at a place where people, like the New York Times just had a story that was like, people now feel like we're past it and their lives have gone back to normal. And I'm glad that people feel that way, but there's like the numbers in LA are really bad.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the numbers in New York are, but as someone who just had their, you know, older parents come visit, I was really strict with them that they had to wear their mask everywhere and that I also wore my mask. But we did a lot of tourist attractions and so many people weren't wearing their masks. I would say at the museum, luckily, we went to the American Natural History Museum. And they were pretty strict there, which was really nice. I want to say most of the arts in New York City have been pretty strict with the mask regulations, but Empire State Building, not a single mask in sight. Rockefeller, no mask. It's been so wild. And I don't know. I have friends more now than ever that I'm hearing get sick with COVID. And it's not even just the lack of wearing masks, but it's also, I don't think, being diligent with your quarantine periods. Like, I know people who were like, oh, I tested positive for COVID at the beginning of the week, and then I saw them out, you know? Yeah. So I was like,
I feel fine.
Which is it?
I feel fine.
Yeah. I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to see you for a while because my parents are in town and I just don't feel comfortable, you know?
And I feel like that might be it now, is just like, yeah, you just have to make your own decisions based on how you feel and like whether your elderly parents are going to be in town or not. And not to call your parents elderly, but you know,
they're getting older though. And you know, it's like their health isn't perfect. And especially my parents live in Texas. Like the amount of walking we did was very tough on them. They were like not ready for the hustle and bustle that was New York City. And
New York,
you know,
City in July is no joke.
It's no joke.
I do not blame your parents. Yeah.
It's very hot. So yeah, it sucks. I, you know, even caught myself until I got COVID in May. I was like, oh, I'm fine. Like I still haven't gotten it. And then now that I've gotten it, I was kind of being, you know, lax again. Cause I was like, well, I'm in my refractory period. Like I got like however many days, but now I'm like wearing my mask again pretty regularly.
That is what they're saying, is this new version of Omicron is less, like you have less protection if you were recently sick, like
that,
because it's changing so fast. It has basically the same severity as past versions of the coronavirus, and like the vaccines are helpful. So continue to listen to the end of the show where we tell you to go get a vaccine. But yeah, it's going up for sure, and continuing to mutate. So just be careful and be aware, you know, of what you're careful with, and also be respectful of, I guess, what other people are comfortable with as well. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back, and Stranger Things, season 5. I thought season 4 was it. I've been viewing this from a distance. You are a Stranger Things head. And
I would say I'm a fan. You know, I've been around since the beginning. I did watch those. I was a little late. I like stayed off the internet to finish the last 2 episodes. But by the time I got to them, I was watching that thing on 1.5 speed because I cannot believe they had the audacity to drop 2 final episodes and have them both be longer than a normal episode. The 7th or the 8th episode was 1.5 hours, and the 9th episode was 2.5 hours. Mm. Absolutely not. I don't have time for that. It was exhausting and long. But then, as you mentioned just now, I was under the impression, and listeners, tell us if we're wrong. I thought season 4 was marketed like, this is it. This is the end. We're going to find out what happens, like do or die. Like, let's go. And I feel like the way it's been marketed, like from an experiential point in New York, there's been quite a few like Stranger Things experiences that you can like pay to go. Weirdly, I noticed when I was out and about with my family this weekend that at the Empire State Building, there's an activation for Stranger Things. You can take a photo by like the Demogorgons. Don't know why. But yeah, I was under the impression this was it. And then to find out that the Duffer Brothers made an announcement that they're like, oh no, there's a season 5. We're coming to ya. It's the finale. And then there's spinoffs.
Yeah. Huh? I think like just from a, you know, how I experienced the marketing campaign for season 4, whether they specifically said this or not, it did seem like they were trading on the, this is it, people, like, get ready. This is, everything gets wrapped up. I don't know if that's because I was experiencing it through other people and, or what, but like that definitely is the impression I got. Could be, you know, that Netflix just gave a light dusting to the marketing campaign to suggest that season 4 was it, to like kind of goose the numbers, give it a little goose suit because they are in a panic and have just completely abandoned everything that was cool about themselves and been like, whatever, just get the numbers up. And then the Duffer Brothers came out, said, yeah, no, season 5's coming. And also there's going to be a spinoff, which is always interesting. That I think that information just dropped as we're recording it.
Yeah.
So they're going to Better Call Saul this shit. which makes sense because, like, I think I've always thought Better Call Saul helped my theory that, like, by the end of Breaking Bad, there was, like, a tug of war between Vince Gilligan and Bryan Cranston. And, like, Bryan Cranston was, like, you know, Walter White was too much of a part of him. And so he couldn't be, like, objective anymore. And so, like, rather than continuing to deal with that, Vince Gilligan just ended Breaking Bad and then started a new thing in the universe of Breaking Bad that didn't involve Bryan Cranston. But this, it makes more sense because, like, you just have an issue where the cast is...
They're so grown. Yeah, from when they started the show to now, it's so crazy how big they've gotten. Like, literally, right. Physically, they were so little and now they're so big. Which is why I was kind of frustrated that the way the show ended did, because I was kind of like, I think they're done. I'm kind of done. I was watching this and I assume with the way the marketing was done, whether or not they said there was a fifth season or not, the I read a Time article that had mentioned that the Duffer brothers had said that it would take about 4 or 5 seasons to tell the story they want to tell. That doesn't confirm if it was 4 or 5. Like, it was like, that was the quote, but I don't know if it was ever made clear to, you know, the watchers that it was going to be 4 or if it was going to be 5, like there was like a for sure deal or whatever. But I felt like the way that the season was even like played out, like from the beginning of the episodes, you know, 1 of the season to episode 9, the story was telling made it sound like this was the end. Like, the way that the storylines were wrapping up, like, this was the conclusion. We're finally figuring out what Vecna is. Like, you know, Vecna has actually always been the whole upside down thing. Like, the whole way through, you're like, okay, this is it. Like, we're coming to the end. So to have episode 9 conclude the way it did felt very like, I don't have time. I don't have my breath for this anymore. I just, I'm tired. You burnt me out. I was excited to watch season 4, to get to the bottom of it. And now I feel burned out by episode 9, knowing there's a whole, if it's going to be 9 more episodes of 1.5 hours plus, I just don't know if I have it in me. Mm. I don't.
Fortunately, I was burnt out after season 1. So I put better luck to on next season to Netflix, to Stranger Things fans. All right. In keeping with the theme of this episode being impressions of news stories I don't know much about, let's talk Boris Johnson, because the headline, Boris Johnson, like, on the ropes, Boris Johnson, this might be it, this is it, he's definitely gone this time, has happened, I feel like, conservatively 17 times in the last 6 months. And every time I'm too, it's a little bit like a TV show that keeps teasing, like, this is the final thing where we find out what the smoke monster really is, where I've just been like, I don't even know who Boris Johnson is anymore, man. I don't even, like, want to read this. But now people are really, like, I think one of the headlines, so Vox is saying, is this the political end for Boris Johnson? So many ministers have resigned from Johnson's government. Which feels like it could be, it's interchangeable with every single other headline that I've seen. I think New York Mag was like, no, but like, for real, this is like really real deal, last thing. Is it really? Like, they really went out of their way to be like, nah, but seriously though. I don't know. What are your thoughts? Is this something you have paid any attention to?
Absolutely not. I've been too wrapped up in the dreariness of the United States news that I have not been able to catch up on the UK news. But
right.
The Vox article, like you mentioned, when we were talking about this before we started recording, and I Googled Boris Johnson, and it was like 80 articles in the past, like, I feel like, day that was like, is this the political end for Boris Johnson? But I guess the latest scandal has been with his appointment of the deputy chief whip. Let me look up his name again.
So I will just read the, well, while you look that up, I'll read the headline. New York Magazine said, this really, really, really might be the end for Boris Johnson. After the upteenth scandal of his tenure, the prime minister is rapidly losing support from his political allies. Again, we'll see. Trump, I feel like this feels similar to the Trump situation.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's interesting. You were saying before we got on air how, like, it's nice to see that other places will actually penalize their leaders that are not doing a good job versus ours. You know, like, he led a coup and he still hasn't had any repercussions from that. But
yeah,
I guess the latest scandal has been from Conservative Deputy Chief Whip Chris Pincher, who was forced to resign last week amid allegations that he got drunk at a private club and groped two men. And Pincher is a Johnson loyalist. Johnson was a little too late to make a comment on it and basically, you know, still appointed him despite Pincher's shortcomings.
Yeah, it does feel like that is a, like, if America existed in a different timeline, like, that feels like a past political scandal that would people would have been, like, scandalized by and been like, this is the end of this particular Republican's career. And then, like, they would have, like, figured something out to be able to stay. But it does feel, like, kind of quaint, which, not to be dismissive of anything, it's just America is so fucked that, like,
currently the idea of, like, here.
not taking seriously, you know, illegal behavior by what somebody who works on your staff doesn't, I don't know, that feels like something that a Republican would, like, brag about in their political ads. Anyways, we'll see. The latest is refuses to quit. Maybe this is really, 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 really not the end, but we'll see. All right. Well, Becca Ramos, it's been a pleasure having you on the Daily Zeitgeist trending episode. Where can people find you and follow you?
You can find me at Bex, B-E-C-C-S, Ramos, on all platforms.
Yeah, yeah. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get the fucking booster. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.